Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Back here at Barrington Golf Club, Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble, a very fast 2 hours here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Per Adam Kaplan, ESPN NFL insider, the Browns have agreed to terms with first-round pick Cam Irving. Got to find Ray Farmer. He's walking around here somewhere. Find out what's going on with that.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like these things are almost a little anticlimactic.
It really is.
The Browns have not announced this as of yet. We should probably stress that. But, I mean, it's just, you know, teams now are just announcing it all at once. Their entire draft class is signed. I mean,
he would be number 7 or 8.
Yeah, I've said this before. It's like it's taken away an entire, like, genre of NFL offseason stories. I mean, it used to be have 5 guys at least in the NFL you could identify as they might not even be at training camp. Yeah, but now it's just all over.
When I was promotions director at K&R, we used to run a promotion, and you had to pick the day, and you could enter a contest. Pick the day when the draft pick will actually sign. The number one pick would actually be in camp.
Like, it was seen as a major achievement to get a guy in for the first day.
Exactly.
So this is whatever they did with the – I don't know the crazy specifics, but I know it's pretty regimented. I mean, there's really not much wiggle room to negotiate with what you're dealing with each pick. It's like, I guess it's a lot like baseball with slots and things like that. But it makes things a lot less stressful this time of year for a GM.
Yeah, definitely been a positive thing for the National Football League. The rain continues to fall here, but we are hearing it's clearing up to the west and clearing up quite a bit and actually getting – humid and warm and muggy. I like that, because right now it is anything but here at Barrington. But again, guys are playing through it. They haven't called anybody in yet today. It's been they've played through.
I was saying, I was probably overdressed for rookie camp last year, just sweating like crazy. And now today I wear what I should have wore last week, and I've just been frozen.
Exactly.
All day.
All right, earlier today, before he teed off for only maybe the second time in 3 years.
Yeah.
I wonder who got Joe Hayden in there for some. I hope there were a couple ringers, because Joe probably has a little bit of rust on him in terms of the golf game. He was kind enough to join Andrew and I for a couple minutes to talk about his offseason and his expectations for 2015. How's the game looking as we get into today?
Oh, man. This is probably going to be my second time. My first time was playing in the first Browns tournament probably, I think, 2 years ago, and now I'm going to play in this one. I want to start playing a lot more. I'm talking to Johnny and Paul, and they're gonna be my golf coaches.
You know, we talk about, you know, you guys are doing so much. I mean, when is there even time for you guys even to go golfing?
Man, we have Wednesdays off, so that'll be a time. But usually when we have Wednesdays off, I like to go play basketball.
I was going to say that, or can you lift your arms above your head after the weightlifting sessions?
Hey, man, I try to. I mean, I'm sore. My jumper's a little off, but, you know, I just like to get out there and play sometimes.
I mean, we've talked to Craig. Craig says he's a top 10 golfer on the team. I know Johnny, everyone knows how good of a golfer he is. I mean, who do you know on this team that's really good?
I know Paul Kruger's really good. I know Craig's really good. I know Johnny's really good. And those are the top 3, I think, on the team. Those are the players that I always hear about. They're talking about going to golfing all the time, and they just say that you got to practice. You got to practice. That's the only way you're going to get good at it. It can make you frustrated. You're not just going to instantly walk out there and be a great golfer. So that's why I want to go out there and start playing with them.
Obviously, there's never an off season anymore. It's just a little bit of downtime. You were down in Florida a little bit. And go anywhere else, see anywhere else with the lady?
We actually went with the Pro Bowl and with the Super Bowl. We were out in Arizona. We stayed out there for about a month, and then we went to Turks and Caicos. We stayed in Miami. Went to L.A. for a little bit. I went to D.C., went back home to go see my parents, and I think that's about it. But after this, our little break before training camp, we're going to go out to Europe, and we're going to go to Sweden and Italy. And we're going to go out there because she's having her cousins getting married in Sweden.
Is that going to be your first time out?
It's going to be my first time out there. It should be sweet, though. It should be sweet.
When you guys were down in Florida, obviously you were working out. Justin Gilbert spent some time. And I know it's been talked about, you know, Justin maybe had just had a little bit of growing up to do. And talk about his attitude, talk about his work ethic when you two were together. And what kind of advice did you give him?
I just tried to give him a little advice that I went through. I know exactly what he's going through. I went 7th pick. He went 8th pick, first round. You just it's a little bit of growing pain. You know, you gotta kind of mature. You gotta understand that this is a business. This is your job. You know what I'm saying? You don't have class to go to. You don't have anything else to really worry about. You need to just get your work done in here. And I think I talked to him, and I think he understood. You know, he thinks that he has a lot to prove to people this year. And we were out there working out. It's not the physical. It's not the physical at all. He was killing the workouts. Me and him were just, you know, really getting it in. But it's just the growing up and just knowing that this is your job. It's a business, and you got to put this first.
If he can play up to his potential, what does that mean for a secondary that's already got 3 Pro Bowl guys out there right now?
Man, it means we can have 5 Pro Bowl guys in our secondary with Traymon, with Justin, with Tashawn, with myself, with Dante. You know, we have so much talent in that secondary. And just if he can play up to his ability, man, I mean, it'd just make us – we feel like we can have the best secondary for sure in the NFL.
A guy like Traymon coming in, what did you learn from Traymon and talking to him?
Just same thing. We're kind of on the same page, man. Just being, just loving the game, and him being able to just teach me, because he plays off a lot, and that's what I've been trying to learn off him. But just his 3-step read, what he looks at, when he looks at the quarterback. So he's really helped me off with my off coverage, and he's a vet. He's been in the league for a while, and just still knowing that how much he loves the game and his passion for the game. That's something that he brings to our room, and that's something that our room just. That's what we thrive off of. We don't have too many people with big personalities, but people that just love the game and want to play.
What's this month been like for the offseason program, for the defense specifically? It just seems like there's a lot of confidence over there.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a lot of confidence. After a year last year of just being a first year in the system, this is another year that we're in the same system, learning the same things. So now we're just going graduate level with it, like Coach says, and we're just feeling a lot more confident because we're more comfortable. Coaches know how we like to play; they know what calls we like, and we just feeling like this can be our system, and we feel like we're controlling a little bit more.
The one guy missing from your room right now is Tashawn Gibson. Have you talked to him? Any advice that you given him here as he goes through what he's going through with his contract?
Yeah, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and I think Tashawn he's ready to play too. He's ready to play. He's a talent that you can't just plug somebody else in there and be Gibson. So I think he knows that we need him out there, and he's going to be out there with us. But it's a business side, and he's got to work that.
Got 7 new defensive players through the draft and a bunch of guys on tryouts and things like that, getting the DB room crowded. But what's the feeling like on the defense knowing you guys have so many more players right now?
Oh man, it's just competition. You know, competition brings the best out of people. And we feel like with our defensive line, with Big Danny coming in and our other draft picks, you know, we just feel like competition is going to bring the best out of you. Big Phil, he's coming back. Hopefully he's getting healthy. Billy Wynn, John Hughes. We just got a lot of people that's going to be fighting for jobs, you know. So, you know, competition brings out the best of you, and I think that's going to be something that I look forward to in training camp, just looking at people compete and watching people fight for jobs.
Consistency and continuity, I think two of the key terms to describe the coaching staff coming back and a lot of you guys coming back. How nice is it to not have to start over with another defensive coordinator and new position coaches?
I mean, it's really special, you know, because when your coaches know you, they know what you're about. They know what you stand for. They know who you are. They know how you play. They know your work habits. When you have new people come in, it feels like you're at a job interview, you know what I'm saying, every year. And it's just feel like they hear about you, but you got to show them. You can show people better than you can tell them. And when you have coaches that's been there with you for a year, that you've been through the struggles with, been through games with, been through competition, and they know how you act with when you see adversity and things like that, you know, it just helps you out, just feeling more comfortable and confident with your coaching staff.
You're coming off one of your best individual seasons. What have you been focused on to be even better?
I just working on starting off fast. You know, last year I didn't start off the season as well as I wanted to. Ended up ending it really, really well. But I just want to get it going from game one. Just being able to just shut down one side of the field from start to finish through week one through week 16.
Joe, we've seen you on the sidelines for the Cavs games. We got to ask you what are your feelings after last night's game?
Oh, man, I was super excited. Just seeing other players step up, you know, with J.R. Smith, he has ice cold veins. Dele being able to, when Kyrie's down, being able to step up like that, that was really, really good to see. I mean, he's playing outside of his body. And with Shumpert just being able to ball. Tristan Thompson is one of my – probably my best friend on the team. And just seeing him being able to play like that. When I'm watching the games, I'm like, Tristan plays like a Brown. You know, Tristan plays like a Brown. Just his effort and just getting offensive rebounds, doing all the dirty work. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really happy for these dudes. And I think they could pull it off.
All right. Joe Hayden, appreciate the time. And good luck today out there on the links.
Oh, thank you.
I want to thank Joe for his time, all the guys today that made time before they stepped out on the golf course today. Some Browns players having some fun. Let's just hope they all stay safe out there today. We don't need pulled muscles. We don't need any shenanigans. We don't need things going awry. Anything along those lines, Andrew.
No, you just want to stay healthy as possible. The season is a grind. You know, it was some uplifting news today from Phil Taylor telling us he's ready to go for training camp, and he was one of the first to reach out to Danny Shelton when he got signed, so he's embracing the competition, and those guys both know, you know, even if they're competing against each other, I mean, they're both going to be on the field at some point.
Yeah, exactly, and that will be a positive for the Cleveland Browns to have those two guys on the front line.
Yeah, I mean, and Phil was on a golf cart when we saw him, though, but it just looks like he's moving around a lot better, and just kind of a refreshed mindset, knowing last year was so frustrating for him.
All right, one final break. When we come back, we'll wrap up what has been a very fast-moving Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The sun is starting to appear again. I'm going to totally jinx us. It should be storming here again within the hour, now that I've said that. The golf outing continues. The 16th Annual Browns Foundation Golf Tournament, live from Barrington Golf Club. Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble on ESPN 850 WKNR.